MMH, the home of rock radio.
Today at MMH Radio, I'm interviewing Improvidus.
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 You can say anything you want, so yeah.
We're interviewing this lovely band to talk about HRH and you know, the music scene.
How are you doing today? We weren't sure, like, everyone's worrying about the storm today, and I thought, no, we'll get down, and we made it. We just missed the flight. We were on main stage. We tried to get here for them.
Yeah, who are good friends with.
We walked
through the door and they
walked off stage.
Next. Who else are you looking forward to seeing? So how long have you guys all known each other?
We've known each other 10 years.
Michelle
and I have known each other 10 years. And I've probably known Jack 10 years, but not in bands.
Yeah.
Probably just from like socializing.
I think more like 5 years.
Is it five?
Like on the scene, socializing with each other.
Yeah.
Bump shoulders and cross.
You'd see each other's faces, you know, across the
gig
and stuff, that sort of thing. Like waving at each other like slow motion hugs and stuff.
That kind of thing, yeah.
But yeah, and then Gav as well, who's not here at the minute, he's downstairs drinking. known him for five, six years.
Yeah.
Ah, cool. And speaking of the scene, what's it like playing in Manchester as a band?
Manchester's an ace.
It's
sounded like you had something to say there, Michelle.
No, you go for it, Jack.
Manchester music scene's really, really good. I think the UK in general's really good. There's a lot of really good underground bands. There's a lot of them. And there's all sorts of different styles. It's just as good as any other scene, I think.
And I think everyone's really supportive of each other as well. It's a really good scene for that, in that we all, you know, want everyone to do the best for each other, and we'll put gigs on together, and it's just a really nice, friendly, creative, buzzing scene.
I think so. Like, I don't think there's any sort of like uncomfortable competition or anything like that. You know, like, you're happy to see if someone, like, if someone does the Metal to the Masses and they win it, you don't go, oh, yeah, screw them, I don't want to talk to them anymore. You know, like, you're buzzing for them.
Yeah.
You think so?
Everyone's
quite
very
supportive.
Yeah.
It's great. It's great to be a part of it.
Of course. Let's talk a bit about the band. So when you write your music, do you have kind of one person bringing the riffs, or do you all contribute together?
It's everybody, actually. Strangely enough, it is everybody. I mean,
we all contribute. Me or Gazi, the guitarist, will often bring in a riff, and then we'll all just sort of gel off that. Michelle does her things with the vocals and the lyrics. That's all her. We don't.
Paddy does lyrics as well, and
Paddy
vocals,
does lyrics as well,
so, you know,
Paddy's
always writing stuff, I'm always writing stuff, and we'll bring, you know, an idea or a line or
might just give her
a
huge file full of stuff and go, right, somewhere there's going to be four words you can use.
chop,
I use those four words, But it feels like a team effort.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think there's ever a moment where someone walks in and goes, I think once or twice very early on, someone walked in and said, I've got this, and it's like 70% done. And then the three or four other individuals just leave their mark naturally. But generally speaking, it's pretty organic.
It's great how we can obviously influence each other, and the song just let it be what it's going to be, rather than having one person's image on there of what they want it to be. It ends up being what everyone else interprets it as, and then what everyone else puts there. Like Paddy said, like, everyone else leaves a mark on it.
And we're coming from different angles, aren't we? Because we all listen to it, and it's always been that way in this band. Everyone's coming from a different style of music, similar, but you know, sort of like the overlapping metal genres, subgenres, or whatever.
Yeah.
So like someone will come in with what might sound like a traditional sort of heavy metal riff, and then by the time the band's finished with it, it sounds like Embabidus, and it's like, that's not quite how I imagined it. But it's been sort of worked, and everyone's had their sort of say, so it's good.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. And then speaking of lyrics, what do you take inspiration from?
Ooh,
with your words.
We haven't got any ballads, look, no love songs either.
Not yet, no. Did we even try it? No, we didn't.
No, we don't. I mean, we have a lot of political themes, social issues. It's mainly sort of quite serious stuff, isn't it? But it's just whatever. Sometimes, I mean, I might read a book or see a film and I'll spark a bit of a discussion and we'll start talking about, you know, particular theme.
Well, the new one's about the moon, isn't it?
Yeah, it's about the moon.
Our latest song, Artifice.
I read a very strange book called Who Built the Moon, which kind of someone passed on to me and it caught my kind of eye. And I thought, oh, these are some interesting things in this book. And just started writing a few lyrics. And yeah, it just kind of evolved from there, really. It can be anything. No topic is barred, really. It's like, and it's not just me. If someone else has got an idea or says, I want to write something about this, it's like, right, let's see what we can do with
this. We have a board in the room, so you're allowed to sort of like write an idea on the board, and then that's it. You walk away, and like 3 years later, you look at it and go, what a dumb idea. or whatever, you know, but if it's something that sparks it, like something in someone writing lyrics or a riff or whatever, then it's cool, and that's what the board's for. It's just an idea board, you know. It seems to have worked so far.
It seems to.
Been pulling out over it yet.
Not yet.
Oh, cool. Well, you guys have got a couple of EPs out at the moment. Have you got plans for a third in 2020?
Yes. So we were going to do an album, weren't we? And then we pulled back on that only because we want to get stuff out faster.
Yeah.
So we're looking at releasing one or two songs at a time. So it'll end up getting an album's worth of material, but they're just smashing it out. Like, as we demo it, mix and master it and get it out.
Yeah. Like, for example, we've already got stuff recorded that we've not released yet, so we're trying to keep up with the times a little bit and more of a single format, aren't we, rather than albums, I think.
Yeah. I think that's going to work. I mean, the other day with the Spotify sort of approach, and you know, it works in other genres. You hear a bigger band say, like Machine Head, for instance, they're like, oh, we're taking on this approach, and it works for bigger guys, and at the end of the day, it means that we don't have to save up a budget of like 1,500 quid to go to the studio and record four tracks. We can go in and record one or two at a time. We're doing a lot of work at home now, and we've learned a bit from being in the studio the last few times we've been in. So we're taking that to where we can at home, and then we'll just send it out, mix and master it, get it out as quick as we can. And then it means we can play it live, because we've got this rule now where like we won't play it live until it's released, because otherwise, how's the point of releasing it, you know? In our minds, anyway.
Yeah.
Awesome. We're at HOH Metal today, but have you got any other sort of big gigs you're excited for coming up that you can tell us about?
We're doing Petrifest next Friday.
You got it.
Petrifest North Wales next Friday, which is Friday and Saturday festival, which is a great little festival. We've done a couple of times, haven't we?
Yes.
Really friendly, nice. Fozzy and Ian North, they do a great job promoting bands around there, supporting all the local talent. So that's a lovely, if you had to go. It's just near Harton in North Wales, just down the road.
And we've got, in September, we've got Summer Slammer at Star and Garter in Manchester. I think that's the big ones, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, for the moment, we've applied for other things and we're just waiting to fill the gaps, to sort of thing. But a lot of the effort at the moment is writing new materials. So.
Yeah, that's why I put most of our efforts is writing new material at the moment.
Yeah. Huh. Don't want to play the same set for the next 2 years.
Oh, of course, that'd be boring.
Yeah.
Cool. Let's wrap this up. So, what is your favourite drink?
Ooh. Gin and tonic with a squeeze of lime on the rocks. Yes, please.
Favourite would be red wine.
Red wine?
Yeah.
I like an IPA or an ale. I'm an ale kind of guy.
Secondly, what's the best improvised riff?
Oh, gosh.
The Brazzer one's pretty good, isn't it?
The intro riff? Yeah, that's pretty good.
What are good riffs? Black Mirror.
Black Mirror's got a killer breakdown in the middle of it, where you feel you've been sucked into the bowels of the earth and then spewed out again with a load of lava.
Although Reprisal is actually called Eradication of Mankind on Spotify, you can argue with Ditto Music about that. And then Black Mirror. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
I have an agreement about that one. early agreement about the best riff then.
No, I think we've had a bit of a disagreement there. Oh, what did you say?
I said Rizal or a Black
Mirror.
Right.
Yeah.
That's
right, yeah.
We're on agreement.
If you could tour with anyone, who would you tour with?
Oh,
you, man, of course. Tour with?
Tour.
I'll play to talk with.
tour with us if you want.
Yeah.
I'm in a band.
Yeah, what's your band called?
Slump. Aside from Slump,
yeah.
If you could tour with any band, who would you tour with?
Gojira.
That's going to say.
Yeah.
Gojira or Rage Against the Machine?
Yeah.
I'd go to that.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, I reckon, yeah, just something about
all three bands on the same.
Oh,
band.
Actually, I'm going to say three now. Zero, Rage Against the Machine, or Faith No More.
Oh, Faith No More's a good
that
one.
Sounds like a great
combo.
In fact, can we just
tour?
Get Go Zero, yes. Faith No More, and Rage Against the Machine on the same tour? That'd be nice.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, that's not good. I'll play on this one.
Good question.
Thank you. Thank you so much for your time. Hope your set goes well later.
Thank you very much.
MMH. The home of rock radio.